This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. While Ukraine's offensive continues, correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Russia's shelling continued in Ukraine's Kherson region Friday.
The shelling of the cities in the southern part especially continue, particularly the city of Kherson. Unfortunately, yesterday and today in the morning, Kherson was under fire, under missile strike, and there are reports of a couple of civilians who died and some civilians who were injured and hospitalized. The shelling was targeting civilian residential areas and also humanitarian points where people are getting humanitarian help.
That's correspondent Anna Chernikova reporting from Kyiv. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, U.S. General Mark Milley, Friday dismissed reports the counteroffensive in Ukraine was going too slowly. Speaking to an audience at the U.S. National Press Club in Washington, Milley said he believed all along the offensive would take as long as 10 weeks. It would be bloody. He called it an existential fight for Ukraine's future. Milley also was asked about last week's mutiny by Yevgeny Prigozhin and whether or not it had weakened Russian President Vladimir Putin. He said he did not want to make assumptions.
Putin is a dictator. He's a vicious, violent individual who has ordered the killings, extrajudicial killings of many, many people. He's a tough guy, a hard guy. And how he responds to what happened there over last weekend with Prigozhin, I think history can tell us some indicators of what might happen. But to say that this will happen or that will happen, I don't think we know yet.
Well, he also said the U.S. is considering providing cluster munitions to Ukraine because Ukraine has been requesting them. He said other European countries have provided them and the Russians are using them, so it's being discussed. This is VOA News. France's government has asked all local authorities to halt public transport late Friday and urged parents to keep children at home in a desperate attempt to restore order in the country as it braces for more violence after three fiery nights of riots in response to the murder of a 17-year-old driver at the hands of police. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The government has said all options will be considered to stop the nationwide unrest. Into Friday night, France's interior minister said 45,000 police officers were being deployed. That's 5,000 more than the previous night, where 200 of them were injured and hundreds of people arrested. Clashes between protesters and police began in Nanterre on Tuesday, where a teenager was shot and killed by police at a traffic stop, and spread to other major cities, including Paris. The 17-year-old of Algerian and Moroccan descent has been identified as Nael. His death was caught on video and has ignited long-standing complaints among urban communities of police racism and violence.
A sharply divided U.S. Supreme Court Friday effectively killed U.S. President Joe Biden's $400 billion plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts for millions of Americans. The 6-3 decision, with conservative justices in the majority, said the Biden administration had overstepped its authority with the plan, and it leaves borrowers on the hook for repayments they were expected to resume paying later this year. Speaking from the White House Friday, Biden said the court's ruling was wrong, and he blamed Republicans in Congress for triggering the approach. He said he's offering an alternative student debt plan designed to ease borrowers' threat of default if they fall behind in their payments.
I'm announcing today a new path consistent with today's ruling to provide student debt relief to as many borrowers as possible, as quickly as possible. We will ground this new approach in a different law than my original plan, the so-called Higher Education Act.
Biden said the plan would take longer, but will still provide relief to millions of borrowers. A heat wave in the United States has killed at least 14 people in the states of Texas and Louisiana and is expected to be centered over the Mid-South by later this weekend. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
David Roth, forecaster with the National Weather Service, says it's only going to get hotter.
The kind of weather you want to stay indoors or be in an air-conditioned place or drink lots of water.
Heat index levels forecast in parts of Florida over the next few days. Phoenix, the hottest large city in America, faces an excessive heat warning headed into the weekend. Dangerously hot conditions are expected from Saturday through Tuesday, including across South Central Arizona. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.